tonight to the issues of the day, the facts, the commentary, the opinion, the stories that people are talking about. That's the job here of all of us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 25th of March. I am Dudley. He is Richard. There's Kenneth over there, Jennifer, Roberta off for a while. I think she's gone to New Orleans, posted some funny things on her Facebook page, going scuba diving as well. What a life.
What a life.
My next life, I want to be Roberta Fasanelli.
Really?
Not really.
Are you sure?
Not really. No, not at all.
All right. The possible debris that has been the subject matter of lots of discussion about a Malaysian airliner, the 777, did it go down in the Indian Ocean or not? The Malaysians would like to have you believe that. Here's how a top Australian defense official described it, quote, "We're not searching for a needle in the haystack. We're trying to find where the haystack is." Really nasty weather. Southern Indian Ocean is the place of the search. How did the plane get there when it was headed for Beijing is a question. Unless they find some debris or something that actually proves what the plane did, it'll all be speculation and a lot of baloney. And frankly, I'm really tired of all this baloney and all the time that we've been spending on it. So the next focus is Ukraine and the Russians getting booted from the G8. So when Russia came up for discussion, there are other members of the GA went, boo! Can you see Barack Obama? Boo!
Big thumbs down, both
right.
Hands.
Yeah, boo. Down. So the Russians don't give a damn one way or another. They say, who cares?
You know,
the G8 is an informal organization that doesn't give any membership cards and by definition can't remove anybody, said the Russian foreign minister.
Here's anyway. What Russia might give a damn about, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their economy and their stock market. Apparently, they've not been doing well. The last quarter, they took a serious dip, mm-hmm. even before any talk of any possible future sanctions took place. So I just Googled Russian stock market,
yes.
and here are some of the headlines that came up.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. sanctions on Russia begin to
bite. You can read this in Russian. You're pretty good.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah. I translate for you. A weak ruble will expose Putin's bluster to Russians.
I'm sorry, what?
A Russian stock market falls as Russia's ratings outlooks lowered. Because they lowered their stock, their credit rating this week. Russia facing a recession as sanctions likely to intensify.
I love how your Russian is sort of Colombian.
With a little bit of Jamaican.
Like a little Mon.
Okay.
Let's
see. G7 warned Russia of more sanctions if Ukraine crisis escalates.
Next.
Good thing you're still on the radio.
Four fellas from New York in trouble for a stunt they pulled off 6 months ago. Three in the group climbed to the top of the World Trade Center September 30th, parachuted down off of the skyscraper. Fourth one kept a lookout from below. This was the
Seems
story
like an
in court
excellent idea,
yesterday.
By the way.
Right. New York police charged them with burglary, reckless endangerment, and jumping from a structure. There may be a bit of a security problem at the world's tallest building, because remember earlier, last week, some kid from New Jersey arrested for getting into the grounds and climbing up to the top of the building, arrested for trespassing. I'd say, instead of arresting all these people, you folks better be looking at what the heck you're doing to make this a secure area. I always love it. These people are like the Malaysians. They want to point the finger someplace
right.
So it's not pointed at them.
There.
Yeah, right. Hello. All right, the Washington landslide on people's minds today and yesterday.
This thing is nasty.
Because nobody was pulled out alive.
But there was a dog that was, a family dog,
yeah,
who just rescued
that.
From the mudslide.
Tell that story. Yeah, that is. That's
well, that
a
was
neat
it.
Story.
Dog
job,
was
Jennifer.
Rescued. Yeah. From
well done. There she is, everybody.
So what's the world saying today about the Egyptian court handing out the 83 death sentences yesterday to the Muslim Brotherhood gang?
Yeah.
Ging.
You know, I don't know that I saw really any reaction to this like we expected they would. I mean, you can't imagine that the world is just going to go, okay, go ahead. Take out the 583 Muslim Brotherhood
members. They wouldn't if they were Christians.
I I mean, yeah, these, some of these guys are bad guys, but you would think somebody would go, you can't just mass murder 583 people.
Ridding the world of a problem.
It's, yeah, it's genocide, essentially, but because they're Muslim. And
but it's genocide for perceived criminals.
Correct.
Mm. So is it genocide or is it...
Like I said, if it was a bunch of 583 or 39 Christians or wherever it is, it wouldn't be happening. You can be sure of that. So there is a prejudice toward Muslims and those who are Islamic. There's a real strong prejudice. And some of it may be deserved and some of it not. So, but it's hard to generalize. I'm just telling you, whether all of these people are guilty or not, that won't be the discussion. It'll be, yep, they're Muslims, they deserve to die. That'll be from every corner of America and plenty of other places around the world. Kill them and kill some more of them. Kill as many as you can of them because they're a scourge on humanity. Really? I find that a little bit difficult to... I find mustering up support for that thinking a little difficult. All right. This hour is going to feature not one, but two exercise physiologists. We're going to start by meeting somebody new named Scott Herman, who's a fitness instructor and has quite a few tips, things that will be helpful for you when it comes to the things that are in your way in terms of exercise. What blocks you from being successful, et cetera, et cetera. Andrea Metcalf joins us later on in this hour as well. So plenty of exercise this hour of Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I promised that we'd meet somebody new who is a fitness guru. We have a lot of time on this program devoted to your health and well-being, so all new, fresh ideas are welcome. Scott Herman has a website, and cleverly it's called ScottHermanFitness.com. You can also find a lot of his demonstrations on YouTube and at Facebook.com/ScottHermanFitness, Twitter.com, I want to say at Good Day Show, but it's at Scott Herman. So you were a kid, what, 14, 15 when you started working in the gym, Scott?
Yeah, I started working in a gym when I was 14. I started lifting in my basement when I was 12. Just found it to be something that I loved to do at a very young age.
You know, I was told when I was that age not to lift weights because my body, especially my skeletal structure, had not been, it hadn't filled out. You weren't really full grown till you're 18 or 19. So if you start building up muscle, it'll stunt your growth. What do you think of that? That was something that I paid a lot of attention to. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot of myths that have been around for a very long time that have been disproven over the years, and that sure is one of them. A lot of the times when kids don't grow because they're lifting is because they're not eating enough food. They're really low in their nutrition, so your body's trying to naturally grow on its own because you're growing up, and then on top of that, you're adding in weightlifting, and you're doing all these other things, and if you're not eating enough food, you really start to stunt your growth, and I wrestled all throughout high school, and I really am a firm believer that the reason why a lot of the kids that wrestle stay so short is because they're always cutting weight, not eating food, trying to meet their weight classes, so they don't grow. They need nutrition.
It's an interesting thing to spend a moment on when you are trying. There's a correlation, some people think, between your diet and how fit you are, and I think that's, I mean, you can figure out that there's a legitimate connection there, but oftentimes it goes way, way, way too far, does it not?
As far as extreme dieting, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that, because I follow a pretty strict diet, but I can still go out to eat and have a nice night with my girlfriend or my friends and my family. You just have to know what you're putting in your body, and you gotta just know your limitations. I mean, yes, if you go to the grocery store and you're buying everything with a colorful cartoon character on it, high in sugar, and you're taking that home and eating it every day, you probably don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But do you have to only eat organic food and only eat high protein all the time? No, you can still have a life, too.
I went through your social media. I wonder, in this day and age, how important that is in terms of people coming up with ideas on how to vary or change up their exercise routine. I know in my own case, one of the things that I have the biggest difficulty with is being motivated because the same things you do over and over again are not challenging, at least to me, mentally.
Oh, Doug, I mean, social media really blew open the doors, especially in the fitness industry. Being in it so long, I mean, I've seen a lot of transformations with the rise in social media and having the ability just to post something on a website or on Facebook and say, hey, here's my chest workout. And then you have all these other people who can chime in and tell you what to do, what to change, or what their workout's like. The access to information to switch things up, I mean, it's there and it's easier than it's ever been.
All right. Let's spend 60 seconds before we run out of time getting somebody started who's just thinking, they're listening to you and they think to themselves, okay, I got to get started. How do you bring somebody into the camp, Scott?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is to go to my website, scotthermanfitness.com, where they have the opportunity to sign up as either a gold free member or a platinum member, which gives them exclusive access to over 900 exercises and routines on my site, as well as my customized meal plan with the promo code FREEFITNESS for one free month. And then from there, it's just a matter of getting inside of the forums. One of the greatest things about websites and social media is you have access to people like myself as well as communities where you can ask questions about your workout or your routine.
So what's the most common question that you get from somebody who's starting?
The most common question I get is, what should my meal plan be like? How much food should I eat? How much protein should I be eating?
Isn't that interesting? It's not about exercise. It's about diet. That sort of brings me back around to what I was saying before. People and the two go together, but you got to exercise. You got to do something with your muscles. You got to do something with the skeletal structure, especially as you get older. All right, so visit Scott, scotthermanfitness.com, or on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. The social media impact on exercise and fitness is huge. Scott Herman with us here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Nerdy white boys, weren't you listening to this?
he's got some soul.
It's a band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And it's the music that comes from our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Shut up for a second. Let me hear this.
Quiet.
Excuse me. Thank you.
We ain't the lovers.
Shut up. That was nice.
It's kind of mean, huh? Yeah.
You got your limit, baby. I got mine.
6-11-3-3-6-9. Sounds a little bit like the lead singer of the Winstons in Color Me Father. To me, I bet there isn't another person in the world that would make that comparison. Especially if you don't know the song. Kenny, what do you think? Am I right? A little bit?
I was thinking more Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, yeah.
Now, horns in there, got a Fender Telecaster.
So apparently, Richie, this group caught the attention, excuse me, a lot of people at the recent South by Southwest Music Festival. NPR did a focus on them. Apparently Rolling Stone magazine is going to do a piece on them, and they say Rolling Stone, if you watch the video, which is what we're suggesting you do, the video is the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. You'd be surprised by the music that comes out of this group. Not what you would expect from a bunch of white boys.
There's Kenny's Curtis Redding references right there.
Yeah, the earlier reference to the Winston was when it was even softer. Telling the story.
Downloading their album today.
There you go, Richie.
That's me. He's all over the place.
All right, so now I have for you, for your listening and dancing pleasure, a way to, those of you who are looking for cars, springtime brings out people and their desire for a new car, among other things. New cars sell well from this point of the season into 4th of July.
They smell so good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So for those of you who are looking at cars that cost what Jennifer's car costs, It's probably not where the first time car buyer is, and it's so easy to get financing. People are buying new cars rather than used cars. All right, so here is a list of the, if your budget is limited, of the cars that have been recommended by Consumer Reports. You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
The Chevrolet Spark LS has 84 horsepower. I can't even imagine driving a tractor with 84 horsepower. Never mind a car. Smallest Spark vehicle LS. Chevrolet makes. What's that?
Spark LS? That's Sparkles.
Sparkles. Yeah. It costs $12,000. All right, the Fiat 500. Let's see here. This is a sports car that looks like a little junk car. It's $16,000, but I hear that they're selling very, and they're actually kind of fun to drive.
Yeah, those little Fiats are doing well.
The Ford Fiesta S, $14,000. A lot of good reviews for that. The Honda Fit Base has a lot of room in it.
All these are these little micro cars.
$15,000 for that. The Kia Fort, $15,900. Let's see here, Kia Soul.
Yeah.
Is another one.
Let me tell you what else you're going to get with all these cars.
Yeah.
Death rates on American highways will skyrocket in the next 5 years.
Tin cans.
Yeah.
Mazda 2 is a $14,000 car. The Nissan Versa is $13,900.
I'd rather be safe and live than save $10 a month on gas.
Toyota Yaris is $14,400. And the Volkswagen Jetta S, $16,700. There you go.
Death traps.
Death traps on the highway. Our recommendations for you to die driving a car.
Fake websites are a problem.
Not just for faking a government site, but also faking especially financial institution sites as well.
Make sure the URL has the right ending, .gov for the federal government, for example, and that the institution's logo looks correct. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
One thing a fraudster might do is start calling people and saying that even if you have insurance, in order to not have to pay a tax penalty, you need to give your social security number to a state agency. A lot of us would be immediately suspicious, but there are a lot of people out there who will in fact go ahead and give that personal information.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
You should never give out your social security number over the telephone or to anyone you don't know very well.
For more info, check out AARP's new Fraud Watch Network. You'll get watchdog alerts, tips on scams in your state, and info on identity theft. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
Mysteries are solved here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For example, what's the mystery around children when they should start training and becoming involved? It was sort of a thread to try to get that information out of Scott Herman, who was just here a few minutes ago. And kind of got an answer, but I want to get more of an answer from Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness person, showing up in a few minutes. I made mention of the fact that when people are younger, at least that was what I was told, don't start lifting weights until your body, your skeletal structure is completely developed. And I always thought that made sense. I think Scott said that wasn't really what made sense, but I didn't get the reason behind it. So at any rate, I would like to have that further explored. When, if you have children, do you think they ought to start being active? Do you have your children at 12, 13, 14 involved in some rigorous sport that requires a lot of training and thus perhaps your muscular skeletal or their muscular structure is not like your son, Richie? He's not anywhere near fully grown.
No, he's 10 years old, and he plays basketball in the winter and baseball in the spring. And
that's
fall.
Okay. But lifting weights and developing muscles just because they develop muscles, don't you?
No, he gets plenty of aerobic exercise, and the kid is well-defined and well-built, and he doesn't need any.
Just like his hulk of a father.
That's right.
Yeah. Jennifer Horne, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The search crews are continuing as the sun comes up, or the daylight is just beginning on the West Coast, they have some daylight, so they're going to go back to Owosso, that town in Washington State that was nearly wiped off the map because of the landslide. The officials say 176 names of people who are unaccounted for has them really kind of weird because there are only like 300 people live in the town. So if this is the case, 176 people missing, 300 and some odd people live in the town, not much left of the town. And there isn't physically a whole lot left of the town, considering the mudslide was 60, 70 feet deep in some areas, covered up houses, trees, you name it. Imagine seeing, what in the world goes through your mind if you look around behind you? Remember that movie Pierce Brosnan was in where the mountain blows up and the lava's coming at everybody? Remember that? I forget what it's
Volcano.
Yeah, was that what it's called? And the woman from Terminator was in it, married to John Cameron for a while.
What was her
Linda
name?
Linda Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's right, too. Okay, so anyway, that's what I think
James
of.
James
Think James, what did I say?
John.
John, excuse me.
I got
James,
you.
Yeah. Anyway, I've seen a few of the pictures from up there, but I find it scary. I don't want to watch the pictures, frankly. I don't want to see the video. I don't want to be scared. I don't. But I think that there, I mean, it's important to sort of figure out what's what and who's who here. All right, so there are a lot of people missing, and it's sad. That's pretty much the bottom line here. Meanwhile, moving across the country, another big nor'easter delivering howling winds to the Midwest. And now it looks like there will be a pretty good snowstorm. I'm flying back east with Charlotte later on this afternoon. I should be on the ground before this thing blows through. New England will get hit tonight and tomorrow with a lot of wind and rain. What it's basically going to do is go along the coast. So from Richie, you haven't got much activity there today, have you?
We're going to have a wintry mix, probably get an inch to 2 inches.
A wintry mix. Weather guy now?
That's what it is.
We'll get a couple inches on the grass. It'll start raining later this afternoon, and boom.
If you're lucky, you can drink it with your nightcap tonight, a winter remix.
A winter remix, yeah.
So let's see. Cape Cod, southeastern Maine. That's where it's going to be a coastal storm because it's moved out from where you are, Richie, moving up the coast. New York's not going to have much more than some rain. But the wind is what bothers people, especially when there's rain that pounds against your house. It gets kind of distracting, especially when it's kind of cold. But then you'll be in the 50s to near 60 where you are tomorrow, Richie. And that moves up the coast.
Thursday, Friday, we're back into the 60s.
Yeah, and the weekend looked kind of nice for the East Coast and Northeast. Actually, the weather around the country looks like it's improving quite readily.
And I'm telling you what, I'm ready for this.
Everybody's
one to be
ready
over.
For
this
it. Is
a,
been enough.
This has been a tough winter.
The health care law gets a return engagement to the Supreme Court today. In a case full of hot-button issues, religious freedom, corporate rights, federal regs, abortion, contraceptive. Wow, this is God, money, power, sex, and President Obama. The Hobby Lobby. Don't you love the name? The Hobby Lobby.
Have you ever been there?
The Hobby Lobby. What, the Hobby Lobby in the airport
the
in Dallas?
Oh, No.
This is a case brought about by that store, though.
Yeah,
right. Basically,
it's
they didn't want to
like a craft store.
Yeah, they didn't want to give their. They don't want to be told they have to give their employers health care that allows them to choose birth control. If I remember, isn't that the issue? What I remember about it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that
it? Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how that shakes out. I love it. God, money, power, sex. Hoo-ha.
Makes the world go round.
I think it probably does.
Get used to it. It's been around for a while.
All right, exactly. All right, so anyway, speaking of the weather has halted the search for the Malaysia airliner, even though the Malaysians have sort of wiped their hand of it. Okay, I'm done. See you later. They don't know where the plane is. They're so full of baloney. The administration proposing an overhaul of the NSA's telephone program. Really? Wow, listen to this, boys and girls. The administration wants to end systematic collection of your call data. Oh, wow. They want to leave you instead having the phone company listen to whatever it is that you're doing, not the NSA. So they're going to put the records with a focus. So in case you do say anything bad about Mr. Obama or about, you know, any other thing that might be considered to be anti-American, they can come knock on your door and say, we have this information from Sprint. What do you say about that?
I would rather the phone company hold the record for, I think they're going to require them to hold them for 18 months.
Yeah, well, where does it say in the Constitution they can do that?
It doesn't.
Put that out to me, please.
Oh, it doesn't. But
how do they do it then?
What would you rather have?
I would rather have the NSA holding that information by the Constitution if we got one. Otherwise, why don't we just burn it?
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. Why don't we just be like England?
Where the Constitution does come in is that they will need a court order from a judge to be able to subpoena any records that they want to review.
Mm-hmm. And the phone company is doing this anyway.
Yeah. Okay. You don't mind that I don't like it, though, do you?
No, not at all.
I don't like it either.
Okay, I just want to know. Jennifer, apparently, with her silence.
No, I said, mm-mm. Didn't you hear my mm-mm? Oh, no, I love being monitored. Come on.
You just wish there was something for somebody to listen to.
I know. Damn.
With the heavy breathing from time to time.
Wish there was some exciting thing going on.
I don't know why that tickled me. All right, anyway, speaking of being tickled, you'll be happy to know the camera that went to the moon, not with Alice, but with Apollo 11, sold yesterday for a handy 760,000 simoleons.
That's not as high as I thought it would be, actually.
The Hasselblad 500 sold in the, Vienna Auctioneer Gallery. Part of the equipment. Why is it being sold in Vienna, yeah, not in America? What the hell is the story with that?
Because somebody must have bought it already, and it's exchanging hands now.
Right. So a Japanese guy named Teragazu Fugazawama. Maybe that's not quite how you pronounce his name, but it's close. Close enough. I mean, who cares, right? Japanese. I say that only because I want to get your eyebrow to go up just a bit. Who cares about Japanese care about there? You know, I read something here. Richie, this is where the penny hits the sidewalk.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Yesterday.
Fire away, brother.
I saw something. Before I had lunch with Jennifer and her father yesterday, I happened to be in a waiting office, and I picked up a L.A. Times magazine reviewing the success or lack thereof of the L.A. Unified School District in getting people to speak English. And there's a controversy. Jennifer, you probably heard this because I think it was discussed on the radio someplace yesterday, mm-hmm, too. The essence of it is that Asian kids who speak English at home and in school and everywhere else learn English. The Hispanic families that apparently don't want, or no, it's not the parents or the families, it's the school district. And I don't quite understand this. They don't want, there's a big to-do about some teacher who told the kids, and I don't think it was in L.A., but it was, I think, someplace in California, told her students that they couldn't speak Spanish anymore in class. She got fired for telling them that.
Ridiculous.
And then the results of the research that was being done suggested the people who learn by having the conversations, Asians, who have all conversations, or a lot of them apparently, when they're out and about in English and in classes and stuff, do far better than the Hispanic kids.
Well, here's the difference. One group tries to assimilate and the other one does not.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right. Okay, so why would the Hispanics not want to assimilate?
There is a big, well, especially in Southern California, it is very easy to keep your culture. It's more comfortable. It's very
Miami
easy.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, this area, I mean, my gosh, people speak just as much in Spanish as they do in English.
You don't get that as much here in the D.C. area.
No.
The Hispanic community.
Don't get as much in Boston.
As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, this week my wife was offered a position at our local elementary school.
Really?
Just a few hours a week, but to come in and help Hispanic families who cannot speak English with, you know, the kid, like, if the parents have to come in for a meeting with the teacher, don't speak English, my wife goes in and sits in with them.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you like doing
but
that?
They throw the kids, I mean, my son has a kid from China in his class that, mm-hmm, that didn't know any English. They throw the kid in there and they say, here you go.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
You know that's really hard,
but it's the right thing to do.
By the end of the year, the kids are
You learn
right.
how to
Working
swim
it
that
out.
Way, and you learn how to ride a bike that way, you learn a lot of things.
I mean, I would imagine if any of us went to China or to Germany or to wherever. And
they're not going to cater to us
and
speak English all around us.
But in areas, just to get back to what you were saying, Doug, I mean, you can go to Spanish markets. You can actually live in Los Angeles or in Southern California.
And never speak English.
Never speak English.
Never.
And really, if you don't want to, never have any interaction. You could go without having any interactions with English-speaking Americans.
My biggest fear for this country is that it turns into this dissected...
Well, it already is.
It already is.
So much of what you come here for is the melting pot experience.
And that's how politicians carve out their territory, Richie.
Right.
Right.
They carve it out by doing that.
People say it's a melting pot, but then you have groups that want to stay even more segregated than before. I mean, it's really... It's
not what it was.
Not good.
Nope. It is 15 before the hour. Andrea Metcalf on when your children should start training for athletic events coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our business is keeping you fit and in shape and trying to figure out when you should start in this routine. Andrea Metcalf is here, andreametcalf.com. She is foremost in my mind when it comes to exercising and giving people advice about things like this. You have children. They're interested in sports. You want to know whether they're too young to play football or baseball or to start lifting weights, that sort of thing. And I maintain, Andrea, that lifting weights is bad for children who are not fully developed yet because their skeletal system, if they start getting really muscular, will be slowed down or not develop as fully as it could. Am I right or not?
You are spot on this morning, Doug. Pretty good there. That's exactly right. We have not only issues with stunting bone growth, but even injuries in the growth plate areas of the bones. And because kids aren't as strong when we start applying max force of outside weight on the body, they'll tend to get injured. So you should not do weightlifting no more than 5% of the body total weight until they start to go through puberty.
Uh-huh. All right. So that would be like 14, 15, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then does it differ, by the way, for men and women or young men for girls and boys in terms of when they ought to start? Because a lot of girls now getting into some more heavy athletics. You see a lot of girls in their teens and early 20s who have developed quite an interesting body sculpture.
Well, I think that everyone to be healthy should be out there playing and doing something fun, and body weight training, similar to what a lot of adults do in CrossFit, can really be beneficial for our kids. Now, when you specifically say the sexes, females versus males, remember that girls may tend to go through puberty a little bit sooner than their male counterparts. And we have those late stunters in a lot of men and young boys. So really the key is that they need to have started the signs of puberty, facial hair, menstruation, to start doing some specific weight resistance training. But body weight training, sprints, jumping, push-ups, those are all great things that kids should be able to enjoy, and they'll end up benefiting from it as well.
All right, that sounds excellent. I'm glad to hear that. information, and you'll find out more information that's very positive and accessible at AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Separated Elton John from many people in the rest of the pack. The way he interprets it, the strength of his voice, the fact that he's 67 years old and still sounds like this is a phenomenal reality. This is because we shot Movie Moments with Movie Music, and because it's Elton's 67th birthday, we put it together. This is Can You Feel the Love Tonight from the movie The Lion King. And again, a very important part, I think, of that movie.
Yeah, he's really made quite a career in the past decade or even more, really doing movie music, hasn't he?
He has, and there's a movie which I believe he's one of the producers based on his life that's going to come out in the next 2 years. Actor Tom Hardy, who played Bane in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, is going to play Elton John in that film.
Really?
That'd be interesting.
Well, that is interesting.
He's a really good actor and really sort of a chameleon, and he could do a lot of different things, so I'm sure he'll do Elton John justice.
All right, so there's the kind of movie news. We like to have Chuck Curry report to us, and he's got more coming right up here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on, and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
All right, Chucker, what's the latest movie news you've gleaned in the last day or so?
All right, Doug. Universal Pictures moving forward with its planned remake of the movie Scarface. They're in talks with an unknown director named Pablo Larmisi to helm the project. I'm not familiar with his work, but it is written by the screenwriter of Donnie Brasco, a quality film which saw Johnny Depp and Al Pacino. Paul Mooney, Muni played the role in the 1930s, and then Al Pacino made the role a cult hit in 1983. I look for the studio to cast an unknown, though, in the title role. Other news, producers of Jurassic World, the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise, pretty much confirming that Sam Neill or Jeff Goldblum will not be involved this time around. It's while it follows events from the original trilogy, those main actors will not have a part in this franchise. Chris Pratt, who stars in a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, which is going to be a big film this summer, is the lead, and Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, will also be one of the leads in that film. And production well underway, Doug, on the big screen version of the HBO show Entourage. Kevin Conley, who plays the character of E, broke his leg on the set playing a pickup basketball game the other day, but returned a day later to resume filming his scenes. So,
how does he do that with a broken leg?
Wow.
They're going to shoot around it. It comes out June 12, 2015.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. It's a Wahlberg production. It was a pretty good television show, actually. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with us every day at this time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.